Begin the current daf, Nesach Nesachon daf test. We begin with Beis, again, Tes Master, begins the Gemara. Oh, yeah, you can't bring a Raya from over there. Hasam Melchaz a Gemir le Mesaita. That's Allah Mesh Mesinai from Saita. So you can't prove that, oh, we see in Sakantis Muhammad and Isser, that they were make over there, that Suffolk Tum and Beshus Rabim, is because we learn that from Saita, that it's not a problem. But maybe in general, one would be Machmer. So it's a wonder because the mashma hachabok. Okay, it sounds like from over here the hod the mitarina subject to mishas rabim. That so why when you have a doubt regarding tuma in the public place do we say it's tar? It's said the gemara as the maschal site of tais is going on. We learn the halacha mishmasina from the halachas of saita. But rakasha says tais is difficult because the reperik based nazirim and nazir daf nazainim alaf. Now we learn the mishnah as follows: amalahem echad. So an individual tells to two nazirim, "Reisi echad mekem chenitma." I saw one of you becoming tamei. Now a nazir becomes tamei. That's it. It undoes his whole naziris, but we don't know which one. So shnei mevim karmen tuma v'karmen tara. So the two of them have to bring a karmen tuma karmen tara. Whichever one is the tamei one, it's for him. Whatever tar one is for him. Parak b'gemar the gemara asks, "Wait, tani beis nazirim." That wait a second. If you count those two nazirim, v'hachta koy gabayu, and you have that third guy who saw something happen with the two of them, or it's lost. So that makes them three people. Three is already a rishus rabim. It's already a public vavli suffik tum rishus rabim. So actually, a doubt of tum in the public domain v'sveket tahar, and the doubt should be actually be tahar. The lohim lahavi klal carbon tumah. They shouldn't be bringing at all a carbon of tumah, a carbon tahar, only a carbon of tahar when they finish their naziris. Shani, the Gemara answers, oh, but Omer is where the guy says, Re'isi Tumash and Nizuka Beinechem. I was actually at a distance. I wasn't with you. I saw it from that it was thrown between you, and I was far away. Okay, so therefore it's not Savik Tumash Shasaram. It says, Tayyis, Vakati, my tear, it's well, still, what's the Gemara answering? The Hashtabali Savik Tumash Shasayachid. So that now it's not a Shasaram. That means it's a doubt of Tumash in the private domain. And v'havalei v'adei tummy, so that actually makes it definite tummy. Because the mukhabish nidah, like it's obvious in the Gemara, beginning of nidah, beis and beis, gabe mikvah shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. When you have a mikvah that was measured and turns out that it was missing the requisite 40 saw, the kamer b'shimin, b'shimin says, okay, b'shasa yachad taylin, that if it's in the private domain, we have to suspend and say that hey, maybe it was problematic. A parach hashas, the Gemara says, what v'misaydi gemirinla? But if we learn that halacha from a doubt of Tumah regarding a private domain from Saita, my Thailand, why are we suspending? It's definite. From Cain, if that's the case, it says, Taisa Tavai Laisa Carbon Tumah, both of them should actually bring a carbon of Tumah, the Loy Carbon Tahara, and not a carbon of Tahara, Kamoy Mikara, like in the beginning, the Sukkot Aitach, the Abish Rab, meaning just like in the beginning when the Gemara thought that it was Rosh Rab, the Parah that the Gemara asked, the Laisa Carbon Tahara, that it should only be a carbon Tahara. So here, it should be only a carbon of tumah because it's a suffik tumah mishas yachid. Elavad, rather says Taisus, most definitely. Hayni tami delay ma'isa carbon tumah greida must be the reason why we're not just bringing a carbon of tumah kaber mishas yachid. That you know, even though it's a mishas yachid, mishum delay yofina misaita. Obviously, because we don't know enough misaita. El dava shechli is kamay saita. Only something that could be like a saita. Which means to say that, yeah, when it's in private, you know, could be she did it in public, we say not. But here, it can't be like Saita to say, oh, you know, there's reglayim lodav, or there's indicating factors. Here we know both did not become tame. So it can't be like Saita. Now, the problem is of Mekara, but in the beginning, the Sagadai Dechdab Rosh Hashanah, that, I mean, that when we thought it was Rosh Hashanah, Nicha, oh, that makes sense. The Meiser Shneim Karban Tara, that both of them should bring a karma of tahara because avikav devadi ha'echad men nitma. Even though the guy saw that one of them came tummy, but that and this is where Tais developing his question. The lav mislay the gemin lehu that we're not learning out. We don't learn out from saita. El mitarin lo mekoyach. Rather, we make it tara from the power. The mekmin kol chad b'chad b'cheskes tara. That each one has a chazaka. That okay, look, you know, we presume that you're okay and you're innocent until proven guilty, and we're just not sure did you become tummy. But what the question is. That we see from the Gemara Nazir that it sounds like a Suffolk Tumbershus Rabim is Torah because you go after the Cheskes Tahara. But in our Sug, you see that even the Halacha of Suffolk Tumbershus Rabim is learned from Saita. So that's what Tais is saying, that the question that was asked, and we want to know that why would it be that if it's Suffolk Tumbershus Yachid, would you bring a Kama Tumma Tahara? So Tais's answer is what you have to say is that. Only if it could be like Saita, then it has that halacha. But if it can't be, then it doesn't have that halacha. So it still remains as a suffix. It's not going to be vaday. So then, but then when we go back to Rishus Rabbim, so that we're saying that, oh, that's also not possible because we know for sure one did become tamei. So obviously that the reason that the suffix to Rishus Rabbim is going to be tar, it remains a cheskes tara. That's the question. Our sugya seems to be that, no, you're learning out from Saita and from the Gemara Noza. It's evident that you're not learning this out from Saita. And that's the question of the contradiction. Meaning because the Gemara Noza there is obviously asking from the general halacha of Savik Tumim Rishus Rabbim. And there, as we're proving, is not based on Saita, because it cannot be like Saita, as we prove from Savik Tumim Rishus Yachid. And therefore you see that the generic halacha of Savik Tumim Rishus Rabbim is not learned from Saita, which is not like our Gemara. So on that says Taisa, Rishon, what you can say is, you're right. The Mesaita Gamrinan, when do we learn it from Saita? Letar Rishus Rabbim. That's Heichad Deleka Chazaka Letahara. That's when you don't have a Chazaka for purity. Kahid, the Mikvah Shanimdu, Benim Tzachatzah. Like that case, when the Mikvah was measured and it was found to be lacking, Deleka Chazaka Letahara, there's no Chazaka to say it's Tar. As Tais addresses, he says, because the E Mishum Hemet HaMikvah Becheska Shalom, what do you mean? The Mikvah should retain the original Chazaka. The Rav HaMachsha gave a Heksha one point. Adrabe, to the contrary. No, Hemet Tamal Cheska Asai. We say the Tummy person or object retains its Chazaka that it was Tummy. And Metar Reb Shimon Brishus Rabbim. So why does Reb Shimon say it's tar? Mishum the Gamin Mesaita. It's then that you learn that from Saita. You're right. When there is a chazaka, then you don't need to come out to Saita. It's when you don't have a chazaka's tahara, then you learn it from Saita. And that's what the Gemara in Nidah was talking about. But now, what Tais has to address right now is that, wait a second. In our sugya, we're talking about Savik Tumim Rishus Rabbim when there is a chazaka's tahara. So then why are we saying over here that you're learning out from Saita? That's what Tais says. V'hash d'bay l'meimah, now that Rava wants to say that he, according to Rava, you're not going after Chazaka, even by Safek Tumah, just like the halacha of Sakana, we don't go based on Chazaka. Even when there is a Chazaka. Oh, so if that's the case, so then you can't rely on Chazaka. So it's back to the same principle that we said before. So then, okay, then you'll find Misaita. Then you're going to learn out from Saita, like we said. But then it's based on that. So when you can't learn out from Misaita, like the Gemara and the Zayin over there, like we quoted with the two Nazirim, which is not similar to Saita, because Saita could be that she's Tahar. Here we said it can't be both of them at Tahar. So the truth is, we're not going to say that it's Tahar Misafik because of the Chazaka, because according to Rava, you don't rely on the Chazaka. But then, what Tais is bothered is, what by he perch the hasam? What do you do with the Gemara's question over there? So Tais explains that the truth is havelufi hamaskana dahacha. The Gemara's question was going according to what our Gemara's maskana is. That does lean about chazaka. Ultimately, the Gemara does come out that in over here that you do go based on chazaka. We were explaining up until now according to the havamina. So therefore, even though you can't learn out from Saita, but still you can retire them from the halacha from being vaday because of the cheskes tara that they have. And the truth is, this also applies b'chein davar shemudas leshal, when the Gemara later says something that you can't ask it, doesn't have intelligence to ask it, that was sveka tar, that we said, oh, okay, there the doubt is going to be tar. The afin b'saita, that the Gemara says, oh, we learned that from Saita, where she has intelligence to be asked, says, Taisa, ein heichad, like a chazaka. That's by something that doesn't have a chazaka. As we said, that's when we learn that from Saita. Kahi, like in Taharis, the tinnik, shenimtza b'tzadei isa, when you have the child that's found on the side of the dough, the mitari mayor says it's tar, why mishum de'im b'dasli shal, because it doesn't have the intelligence to be asked. Mitam, samach miyutul chazaka, because he supports the miyut to the chazaka, and therefore, the bhavali palga, it ultimately makes it into like a 50-50 type of situation, because of the two of them together, it's although that there's you would say possibly that there's a rave that the child was matam of the isa, you'll say, okay, it's going to be 50-50. And this is, you know, kedamrinan b'yavamas, like the Gemara says, b'yavamas, of could be testament base, that he combines the two of them. But al-kapanim, that's when we'll say that you learn out from Saita. But then says Taisa Bim Timmy begin to say, wait, Taisa asks him to take a second look. He says, Besaita Hechel Matzi Lamelev. Now how could you learn that from Saita? But Saita is Lecheskes Tara. But a woman's presumed to be okay until she's not. But now you tell me the whole time we learn now from Saita is only when there is no chazaka. Yeshem Tez Bigin says no. Keeping the kin labanistrida, since the husband warned her and she was secluded, Yeshur Kalaim Lada. But there's actually indicating features that she was Mazan of her Israel Lecheskes. So therefore she's missing Oster in her chazaka. So then it is the same. But then says Tim begin to say, call subject tumba shasa yachad, then the other case of every doubt of tumma in the private domain manol under tame. How do you know that it's tame hechadika cheskes tara when there is a chazaka of tara? Imisaita, what do you mean? Ha isla chazaka, you said that she doesn't have a great chazaka. Beshlemetes, you could say, is the gemin and shape misaita? No, you could still learn from misaita because the asa kas of kavade, the pasuk makes it like as if she definitely did it. And that is vle mikmin la cheskasa, and that we don't retain her chazaka, which she does really technically have a chazaka. The avak of the isla chazaka chazkasa, that even though the chazaka is flawed, become makam however imakmin la chazkasa. But if we would retain the chazaka, lahoy lali is vadei tamei, shouldn't to be vadei tamei. So you see that at least you could learn now from subject to mishas yachid that even when there is a cheskes tahara, that you see how far you go with the site that you make like vadei, that even when it has a chazaka, it's going to be you're going to consider as tamei. Now, but the community prepare kashem on the seita of chavtes and after itzuk seita. The reason why we have to learn it from seita letarbish shasarabim to say that it's tar the suffering of shasarabim, because as the question was, demon Rabbi Gidl, who he says this halacha of davishish b'das lishol. How many I would have thought to say, oh, davishish b'das lishol, something that you could ask after libishas shasarabim even shasarabim svekay tamei, because it could be asked. So then the subject would be tummy. That's why you have to learn Saita that no, even Davashes Badas Lishol is Tar Bishosa Harabim. But says Taisa, the truth is, Abimatzel Mem, the Gemara could have said, it's like a Tumashosa Yachid, that it was necessary even for the Allah of Tumashosa Yachid to tell you that, because that you would have thought, I mean, for sure, he's saying that. That it's going to be tummy with Yesh Bidas Lishol. No, I feel like you have to learn now that even as a Cheskes Tahara, it's going to be tummy because even Rabbi Gidl, if you only had Rabbi Gidl teaching, Dilma Haina Hechad like a Chazaka Batar, you would have thought only maybe when there's no Cheskes Tahara. Saita is where there's a Cheskes Tahara, and still we say it's a problem. So so the Gemara technically could have said that also, and that's why you needed also Saita. Next, says Masal, to begin the Gemara, Tumeya Shani Oimer Vechulu. That this halacha that if you leave it uncovered and you find it covered, it's gonna be tameya because I say, oh, a tummy person touched it and he made it tummy. So Pirish Taisa explains, in other words, gamat sleiches also the bowl, because and that's not only the water, because and that's what he's coming to say. The avakav should call myself par, because what do you mean? Even though all the activities of the paraduma b'kli glolim klevon kleadama were with vessels that are not makabotomo, with stoneware and dungware and earthware, because he's a brish yuma, like it says in the beginning, yuma davbeis, a brish perak yishna sugad of chafalev. Says tell you, hainu kleim shavus apara. That's only before the burning of the paradumik. Now mesach zapara in the third perak, zayin yob kleim shavus apara. 7 days before they would burn the para, haymevin b'chulu, they would bring all these types of vessels to avoid tuma lefishakol maseh b'klik lalim klevon kleadama. Yeah. But after the burning of the paradama, they actually would sanctify with all types of vessels. You can mekadosh all types of vessels. That sounds like the kolshkim b'shar kelim. That for sure you could do with other vessels. We just had to tell you that even these, because you would have thought that they'd love kelim and they're not vessels. These are things that are not significant. So that's why we have to say even those, but akapanim, this is when it can become a kabotoma, is after the shreifa of the para. Next says masal that begins the gemara shani emer adam mechulu, because like we said in the previous taisa, I'll say a tummy person is the one who covered it. Taisa bothered him 10 minutes. They asked to take a second. He's beginning to say wait. The achatelin bothered him tummy. He was saying we're suspending. We have to suspect that it was a tummy person. Vachem perikam the besachem the fyudim and beis gabe kardim shabbat bebayis, when you have a hatchet that's lost in the house, we have to suspect it was a tummy person that moved it. Vila be perikam the nidav dal medav gabe kikar and the sun gabe hadav, when you have a loaf of bread that's on the board talin bothered tar. There we suspend that it was Adon Torah. We say, and therefore, we're not metamed. But why? What's the difference? So, Rabbeinu Ben Tami says, "Da'ainu time of the Hachad B'sachem." I'll tell you the reason in our Gemara in B'sachem that we say that it was a Tami person that was suspecting. Mishum the Gazal Sofek Kalim and the Tzum, because there's a Gzeira, as the Gemara says in Shabbos of Tezvav and Beis, when you have you find doubtful vessels that we say we're considering as a Tami, because those things at least could be tabled. But by doubtful food item, we're not gazer. There is in Nida is a food item, so that's why they were not going to be suspect. And here, by vessels, we will be suspect. Although, another part you could say is that he did Nida, the case of Nida Shemad of Tamei Munich Tachtel, where there was a Tamei board that was beneath it. The EF Shalikika Lipel, and it wasn't impossible for the loaf to fall Elmkin Nogel Amad of Tamei, only if it's going to touch the Tamei board. That's why. Shaykh Litlis Badam Tar, so we could suspend that you know who probably took it, and the reason why it didn't fall? Shanut, it was a Tahari person, Shanut Labim Miskavan, he deliberately took a Shalit to Tamei Akikar, that the loaf shouldn't become Tamei, because of a loving Tamei, but if a Tamei person, Lamahayi Naitla, why would he take it? What does he help? It's either going to fall on the Tamei thing, or he's going to make it Tamei. So, therefore, if someone took it, we're suspending that it probably was a Tahari person. So later on the pavement after rave tonight is metapchin. We say most kids play around and fool around with the dough. The metapchin beisa that they play around with the dough, but amid imetapchin, but there's a minority that don't fool around with it. So betalin badim tar. So why do we say that's tar? Because we suspend the tar person shenosanle that gave it to the child. The fishay chayish because he was concernedly tama atenik as isa to the country. Who's giving the child the dough? A tar person because he concerned he's giving betamit. That's where the rev tanaik is that we're saying okay, but when sarif the chazaka to the miyud that we say that we presume that a tar person gave it to him so that the child doesn't go ahead and touch it. Same idea that a tar person is the one who's concerned for these things and therefore we're going to be toilu lahakel. If the weasel could drink from it, okay, then it's a problem. So Pirish Bekunj B'losh HaNechad, and one version Rashi explains, what's the problem? Because the Chol HaMeki, Paisel, whatever it spits out, is disqualified. Why? And that's what the weasel does when it drinks. Chol V'Hifish Men Lishtais, because since it already separated from it to drink, Harinas Ben Malacha, so some activity was done with it. And V'Nivtzalu, that disqualifies the water. And when it spits it out, now it's mixed in and it disqualifies all the original waters. So it says, now it's difficult according to Rashi's interpretation. What type of malacha is it? Was a drinking? That's not a malacha. Why would that disqualify it? So Benir Limit says it actually appears to say the Ikoidim Kiddush Ayri. So it says it's going to go with two approaches, either before the water was sanctified or after. The Ikoidim Kiddush Ayri. If it were to come before the water was sanctified, so mifsli, the disqualification is mishum del have a mayim chaim el keli. The pasuk says that you have to put the water, the live waters into the vessel. That is sheyichiusin bekli. The vitality should be in the vessel, meaning shlo yimali kli zeh. That you shouldn't fill up the with one vessel, the yarba kli acher, and then to pour it into another vessel. Koyd mekidish before it's sanctified. Kid pish bekuntris b'loshan acher. The way Rashi actually explains in his other interpretation. So that's disqualification because it went into another vessel, which the mouth of the animal is a vessel, and then it was being put back in. Now viach kiddush ayri, and then we're talking about after the water was sanctified. So Taisa just comes to address for us, benaka tuma. Really, the terminology of tuma is not really appropriate. That's mishum kli, either because, yeah, the vessel actually does become tuma, or because, like I'll subsequently explain, but we're really saying mifsli, it's going to become disqualified, and that's really why Rashi didn't want to say this pshat, but Taisa is saying it means disqualified, and why? Mishum reik shebefian. It's actually because the spittle that's in the mouth of the animal, ma'urv b'mayim, that's actually mixed in the water now, uksav yesh bila, and he holds that it could get dispersed and assimilated into every single droplet of water, the spittle from the animal. And the problem is, and the spray needs the full measurement in that one spray, and you have a little bit of the spittle, so it's missing from the shear. Which is that he says, so you could just take care of by doing it in two sprays. And so even if there's a little spittle, you'll have it with a combination of two sprays. Or inami, actually, you could even say, psula baza achas kamar, that yeah, when we said disqualified, it means with one spray. Kamoi Rabbi Eliezer, like, and therefore could be even like Rabbi Eliezer, because we're only saying it's a problem with one spray. And the truth is, Rabbi Eliezer Nami Ariba, it actually makes sense that it's Rabbi Eliezer, Shu Maisav Afa Achbar, because he actually is the one who adds on that the Achbar is also a problem. And here we're saying the Achbar is also a problem. And actually, Tesefta explains the way we're saying the time of Rabbi Shua, the Amid that he says, B'mayim Mokudashin,
that when you have these sanctified waters, loy pasal kishiyata, it's not disqualified when you tilt. Like Rabbi Eliezer is saying, eli kishiyishta, it's only when you drink umifzili and then it becomes disqualified. It's only when you didn't tilt it, when your mouth is going back into the water, then the spittle is mixed in. That's why imgirgur kasha, that if you gargle, it's kasha. That you pour the water straight into the throat. There's no liquid from the mouth that's being poured back in. Now it's actually similar to the other case mentioned over there, when dew, you know, descends on it at nighttime, where it's disqualified because now something else is mixed into it. That's exactly what we're saying is with the spittle, that it's a problem because of lachikidish, because something else is mixed into it. So that would make sense. That's the same theme. Or according to Mlil, it's even by the snake. Which Tosfos says there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah in the ninth parak. All these vermin they don't disqualify by drinking the purification waters. Except for the weasel, because it spits it out. Imlilam says Avanachash also the snake, he make it because it spits it out. Lazam he says Afa Achbar also the mouse. I bought like Tana Hach Afa Achbar. Why don't we say the third sheet of Rebbe Elazar? Mishum Rebbe Elazar Shemuti because he was excommunicated, and therefore we're not going to quote his opinion. Next test master begins Gemara Ishiyada Taal Balayla Psula, or if the dew came down at night, then it's also getting disqualified because something else is mixed into the water. Which price is this a brisa? Because the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, which is actually very similar, Bereisha Namiketani Psula, there the Reisha doesn't say Tamei like we have, it says Psula. Which Tosfos Batamis, it's a wonder, Shalai, the Kanaha Mishnah, why don't we bring the Mishnah? Why that's better than the brisa. Shemanichle lehevi abrisa. Maybe they prefer to bring the brisa. Shemafurish because it's explicit the reasoning over there. It says shani oim because I say adam tamei nechlan sham that tumen person came over there and that's why it's going to be we're going to consider as tamei. Now the Mishnah ina came. The Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly. Now Tosfos says I've got the Mishnah tamei bereishan amsula. Even though the Mishnah says you know the generic terminology of disqualified of a brisa ketani bereishan tamei. Why is the brisa want to stress in the ratio the terminology tamei? Tosfos says four reasons. Because there is an opinion that purification waters became tamei mitarin, it can still purify. So we don't want to say psulin because that would sound like it's a squaw. It's not; it's just tamei and it can still be mitar. Or in other approaches, because the disqualification became because of tumah. We say that a tamei person touched it, tam reisha tumah, and which is in contrast to the sefer, which is nothing to do with tumah. But a third reason, because even the bowl itself becomes tamei. Given the tefillin b'am tamei, we suspend that a tamei person touched it. Abaseifa hatzlichas tara. There, the bowl is tar, and therefore it's only appropriate to say that the water is pasul. And additionally, there's a difference between mechata shenitmu regarding the purification word that became tamei lemechata shenipsul, or that just became disqualified. Kidnan like the Mishnah Masechtas Parah Perek Chen there in the Mishnah Chas, as the Mishnah there describes differences. And if we wanted to stress that it's because of tumah and not just pasul because of those differences.